He is one of the nation's best conservative radio talk show hosts, and he's going to be the MC at the Hillsborough County Republican Committee 2016 primary gala. And I believe Carly Fiorina is going to be there. Robin, you said that two of the others are going to be there as well?
Yeah, not the presidential candidates, but Governor Jim Gilmore and United States Senator Kelly Ayotte.
But this is not the Hillsborough County here in Florida.
No,
this
and I thought it was. I thought it was Hillsborough County, Florida, but then I found out yesterday it's not.
Rod Echols, good to hear from you again. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Larry and Robin.
How are you? What time is your show?
Good.
What time do you do your show?
Well, we switched this year at the beginning of the year. Now we're on at 9 a.m. to noon.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're up. So you can't get your show prepped on. You're talking to radio people.
I get plenty of it done.
Did you watch the debate last night?
I did not.
Did not. I didn't either. So we can't really talk about that, I guess. What were your thoughts on Donald Trump backing out of it?
I thought it was a media coup. This is one of those times when he's not the first person to do this. I mean, look, we already had precedent set this year. Rand Paul backed out of a debate a few weeks ago, last debate. You have the RNC itself canceled a couple of debates. They decided they weren't going to use a couple of networks anymore because they were so bad. So, you know, it's something that happens. Donald Trump put himself in a position where he said, you know, he wasn't going to do this again, go through that type of thing again with Megyn Kelly. And Fox decided that they were going to push his buttons and say, well, we're just going to throw Megyn Kelly back in there. And Trump had to basically, you know, be a man and say, well, I said what I said before, so I mean it, so I'm not going to do it.
And he got headlines anyway this morning. He had an event of his own, and the headline reads, illegal immigrants are treated better than our veterans, Trump at rally. So he got a headline anyway, and that's a pretty good headline, isn't it? I don't know if you're for him or against him, but you can't. He has said some things we can make fun of, but that one is kind of...
It's true.
It hits the target to me.
Well, frankly, it does, yes.
Yeah. So how are you doing? How's your mom?
She is fine. She's doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, because I know your dad passed away, this past summer?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it was a hard time. So tell me about the gala that you're part of. It's going to be on February 4th?
February 4th up here in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is just south of me, and they have this event every 4 years with all the... And I guess from what I'm informed and told about is that most of the candidates do end up coming. So I guess we're going to have more than Carly, but she's right now, as far as the major candidates are concerned, she's the only one confirmed. But they do expect to have some more.
Well, that's exciting for you. But you've done this before, right?
I have never emceed an event like this before, no.
Oh, really?
Last time I actually emceed something, I think I was in high school.
Wow.
Well, that wasn't that long ago. You don't look that old to me.
Yeah.
So what do you do to prepare for something like this as an MC? Is it a debate in any way, or is it not really that kind of a format?
No, it's not a debate. Each candidate will have an opportunity to give a short speech. So my job is to basically facilitate, make sure that they move themselves along, they don't get too long-winded. And of course, I'm sure I'm expected to roast a few of them slightly.
Oh, I thought
they have some.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to roast them?
I probably will not, because
I can't do that. I can't roast people. Even though it's supposed to be funny, it's never going to come out of me. It's never going to be my sense of humor.
No, it probably wouldn't for me either. I would just come across as being mean.
Yeah, that's how I would be, I'm sure. I don't know how Don Rickles gets away with it. I've never understood that. How do you do that? You insult people and then people laugh.
I don't have that kind of a talent, so I don't know.
So how did this happen for you? How did you become the master of ceremonies?
Well, according to my agent Laura, they called her up and asked for me. So it was kind of nice.
That is cool.
I guess my name is starting to get out there somehow.
About time, right?
Yeah. People are starting to listen or pay attention. I don't know why, but they are.
Yeah, well, because you make sense. Whenever you've been on the show with us, you've made a whole lot of sense. So give us your thoughts on the current landscape of the presidential candidates. What are your thoughts on them all? Do you like one more than the other?
Well, you know, I every time I think I'm leaning towards one, then something happens or they say something, and I just say, well, I'm not sure I want to support them. Right now, I'm one of those people that, one of the many people, especially up here in New Hampshire, I think there is something like over 50% of the Republican voters are still undecided. So I'm one of them. And this is where I usually am every 4 years anyway. I usually make my decision about a week before the primary, but this year is still a little bit difficult.
Well, let me ask you this. I wouldn't write off Donald Trump, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Never.
But let me talk about him as far as being a leader. Okay, here's my thoughts on Donald Trump. I don't know what he knows, and I don't know what he doesn't know, because I think he knows how to talk in such a way that he kind of conceals it. Ted Cruz, you know he knows a lot of stuff. But Donald Trump, I don't know what he knows. But I know he's a leader, and I know he's never used taxpayer... Well, I guess he might have used taxpayer money for some of his buildings, but for the most part, he has led... period. He's been a leader. And a good leader is a coach, and a coach has players, and the players are the ones who usually get the work done, in using a coach metaphor, you know? So would he be a good leader who has a lot of people around him who basically are his quarterback and his team?
You know, he would. See, Donald Trump he's an international multi-billionaire businessman, which means that when he does deals, in many cases he has to deal directly with the higher levels of some foreign governments. If he wants to get some of these big huge projects built in South America or in Europe, which he's done, you know, he's got to talk to some high level government people in order to get the tax breaks or to get permission even to do that. So it's not like he doesn't know how to negotiate with political people, because he's very versed in that. He's also a man that obviously knows how to hire very smart and intelligent people that are experts in their various fields, and to get them to do the job, to get them to do the job right, get them to do the job on time, on budget, or even better, under budget. And he's even taken on some government projects that the government could not have done, did not do, and he's come in and finished the projects on time and under budget.
Oh, really?
He did there's the New York City, the famous Central Park ice skating rink.
Oh, the ice skating rink, yeah.
The New York City spent years and years trying to revamp and rebuild that thing, and they couldn't do it, and it was way over budget, and Trump just got mad one day and said, look, I'm going to take this over for you, I'm going to do it, and we're going to do it for this amount and this amount of time, and he came in, he beat his deadline and under budget, and the place was beautiful. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows how to get the job done.
Do you know, there's a story this morning, this is the giggle story of the morning, but I have a point I want to make from this story. The story is that San Francisco now has an outdoor urinal in their park, one of their parks. Have you seen this story?
Oh, gee.
I think the entire park is the outdoor urinal.
Well, that's what they were trying to stop. They put an outdoor urinal, but they have very few restrooms. And I was thinking to myself, absolutely, that if Donald Trump was the mayor of the city, that never would have happened. He would never say, we are not going to put an outdoor urinal. We're going to put up 10 more bathrooms to solve this problem.
Exactly.
because of lack of bathrooms is the reason for people urinating outdoors, then put up more bathrooms. Don't put up a hole with a curtain around it. This is basically what they did.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting. Who wants to go to a park with your children like that?
That's my point. And I think on a bigger scale, if he could do that. Do you know one of the things I'm wondering about, though? If you're a leader and you understand that you don't know everything and you depend on people to advise you, the one thing you don't want to be is gullible. You know, you don't want somebody to be able to persuade you to believe that bombing a nation is the best thing to do. That kind of thing. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, is he astute enough that as a leader he would have people advising him and he would know who to just brush off and who to listen carefully to?
I think he does. I mean, you don't get to be a multi-billionaire with a real estate empire that spans four or five continents by being gullible. You've really got to be able to trust the people that you bring into your inner circle. But at the same time, you have to be astute enough to understand that people are people, and you have to be able to read them and know who they are and know who's really giving you good advice and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what a president's job is. I mean, they have a bunch of advisors around them, but the president needs to know who he can trust on any particular topic, and he has to understand when he's getting some good advice and bad advice.
He is the alpha male of the alpha males, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Rod, hold on. We'll take a little break and we'll be right back. Rod Eccles is our guest. He is a host of a radio show that is a national radio show, The Rod Eccles Show. He's considered one of the top conservative radio hosts in America, and he is also going to be hosting an event up in, what is the town again? Nashua?
Nashua,
New Hampshire. We'll be right back to learn more about that and just kind of chat about the news when we come back.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Safe boating is no accident. For Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies, cooler and less humid, the high 63 to 67. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly Friday night with lows in the low to mid 40s. For Saturday, sunshine mixing with clouds, high 66 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, high 70 to 74. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Career Source Citrus Levy Marion brings together business and community partners, economic development leaders, and educational providers to connect employers with qualified, skilled talent and job seekers with employment and career development opportunities. Tune in the first and third Wednesday of each month at 9:30 a.m. to Career Source Citrus Levy Marion and learn how they can help you.
That was the sound of a tree falling. It could be your tree. You're going to have it trimmed, but never got around to calling Pride Tree Service. It could have fallen in a field, and now all you have to do is call Pride Tree Service, and they'll have it quickly out of the way for a great price. But don't wait until the tree falls. It may not fall in the field. It may hit your car, your house, or worse. So call Pride Tree Service today and avoid all those headaches before they happen. Pride Tree Service, 840-0750. That's 840-0750.
Located next door to Silver Spring State Park and a few minutes from historic downtown Ocala, our award-winning Holiday Inn Express Hotel and Suites of Silver Springs is the place to stay for a friendly, memorable, and fun experience. Enjoy our fast and free Wi-Fi, complimentary hot breakfast, and free parking. Whether you're in town for work or play, our friendly staff will make you feel right at home. That's the Holiday Inn Express and Suites of Silver Springs.
Proud sponsor of College of Central Florida basketball on WOCA The Source.
All right, 12 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. Rod Eccles is on the phone with us. And you're up in New Hampshire right now?
I am.
And how's the weather? Cold?
Actually, it's been fairly warm this month, which is quite the opposite of last year. Last year, we were in the middle of record snowfall and record cold. This year, I think the weather is kind of making up for that.
Just not so much. Yeah, yesterday, 30 years after the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, I was remembering that date 30 years ago was freezing cold here in Central Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the reason for the problem that they had.
Right, right. So, do you need any jokes? I could send you.
He's a good joke meister.
Not really. No, I'm not really. People always say, "Don't do me any favors. Don't send me the joke."
I was wondering, a lot of these meet and greets go from anywhere from no dollars to like thousands of dollars a person, and this one is pretty neat because it's like $35 a person to be at the reception, and that's really low. There are some in our community are up in the thousands.
It's really inexpensive for the first half of the whole event, the meet and greet, and then of course there's the more expensive dinner, sit down dinner. So I think it's $100 a plate or something like that.
Yeah, that's even a good price.
Considering, we've seen prices recently. The Clintons held a dinner and it was like $2,700 a plate. So $100 is a bargain.
Exactly. Holy mackerel. $2,700 a plate. Wow.
So I'd love to talk to you after the event. I wonder what's going to happen that you don't foresee, you know?
At the event?
Yeah.
Maybe there are fireworks between candidates. I think that they'll behave themselves. One of the things I don't expect that would be really kind of neat would be to have Donald Trump show up.
That would be. I don't want to put you on the line. No, you said you're not made up your mind yet, so I won't put you on the line. I'm leaning toward him. I can tell you that one of the network guys we have is Glenn Beck. He's absolutely opposed to Donald Trump. He's clearly pushing for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
And that's about where it stands. We had a town hall meeting in our town with Jeb Bush, and gosh, Rod, maybe 100 people showed up.
Yeah,
it wasn't that big of a turnout. I was surprised.
And it was free too.
And it was free. Yeah.
You know, Jeb is. I don't feel like I'm bashing him, but I got to tell you, looking at his campaigns and everything that he did to run for governor, and looking at what he's doing now to run for president, it doesn't seem to me like his heart's fully in running for president.
Oh, really? Because he was doing more to run for governor?
It just seemed like he had more fire in the belly, like he really wanted to be governor. And I'm not so sure that's... And, you know, I could be wrong with it, but I'm just trying to compare the two. And, you know, Trump and a couple of the candidates did mention that about Jeb early on in the campaign back in the summer, that he just didn't have any energy. And I thought, you know, that they're right. He just doesn't seem like he's really after it. Maybe it was because it was early in the campaign, you know, and he was just getting his traction. But it just seemed like he wasn't the normal fiery Jeb Bush. And, I mean, I know he's a low-key guy anyway, but...
do you know what? If you were to read the writings of the candidates and never see them or hear them, we would all have a totally different viewpoint of who would be the best candidate. Before we ever spoke to or met or knew anything about Ben Carson, we were reading things that he had written.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this guy I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have read a couple of Donald Trump books, and I like Donald Trump, too, from what he writes. But I think as far as a president, if you just were to read what Ben Carson wrote, Ben Carson really stands out in my mind, but he's such a soft-spoken guy. And I think that works against him. I don't know. What do you think?
It does. I've actually compared Ben Carson's speech pattern to that of a Jackson, of the Jackson 5. Very soft-spoken, seems very shy, but it doesn't take away from his intelligence and his ability.
Right.
But unfortunately, Americans look at a soft-spoken person like Dr. Carson,
right,
and they see weakness. And that doesn't necessarily, a soft-spoken person doesn't necessarily equate to weakness, but we seem to like the more boisterous, the louder you are, the more you're like. And let's face it, you know, Donald Trump is very boisterous. Ted Cruz is also extremely boisterous. He's not a soft-spoken person. And look at Rand Paul is also one of those people who's kind of soft-spoken. And he's not doing very well in the polls. So.
I think it works differently for women. I think when Hillary or Carly Fiorina raise their voices or scowl with their eyes.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump looks angry, it's like, cool, look at that.
Right, exactly. You know,
but if Hillary or Carly look angry, it's like, ooh. It's weird. We have a very, it's a sexist
it's the
thing.
B word.
But you have to be honest with yourself about how people respond to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You do, and a lot of it is, some of it is cultural based, but a lot of it is actually, you know, built in. You know, we're geared into, well, let's face it, you know, women are obviously our mothers, and babies are geared into the facial expression of their mother. So if they don't look like we want them to look like, then it scares us. when you get to be adults and you still see the same thing, well, that natural instinct kicks in and you don't really like it.
It's not fair, but that's probably accurate. Yeah, I think that's exactly the way it is.
And I think Carly Fiorina carries herself a lot better than Hillary Clinton does, because Hillary's got this persona like she wants to scream at everybody like she's a man, but Carly Fiorina, she makes her points and doesn't really scream.
Yes, that is true. Hillary comes off as being, well, I'm not a Hillary fan anyway, as everybody knows, but she just comes off as being shrill, and
yes,
it's grating.
Hmm. So if she is indicted because of the email thing, do you think she'll drop out? Do you think Joe Biden will step in? And what about the Bloomberg thing? Do you think he's going to step in on that side?
I think this is a rather interesting predicament that the DNC has found themselves in, because they have made it clear, without actually saying it, that they do not want Bernie Sanders to be their nominee. Well, they have nobody else. I mean, even Martin, what is Martin O'Malley pulling at him? Maybe 1%? Mm-hmm. In a three-person race, it's, you know, he's non-existent. So that leaves room for Joe, and Joe does already have a ground game ready to go, but, you know, he's coming in so late now. But he has said that he regretted it. So the whole thing now is everybody's kind of really up in the air about Hillary, because if anything should have been done, it should have been done by now, one way or the other, about her. So people are just wondering, what is Obama's game on this? What exactly is he doing? Is this his last hurrah to try to screw around with the American people? Or did that golf game between him and Bill put Obama in such a position where he has to be this way right now?
I don't know
what the two of them may have on each other, but obviously when two former presidents who do not like each other, or two presidents who do not like each other, there are no love lost between them, play a game of golf, you know it's not because they love the game.
Right, exactly.
Golf is a weird thing, isn't it? I mean, as far as that goes, it gets people together that you don't expect to see together.
And that's the only way they can have their meeting, out in public, but not in public.
By the way, did you happen to hear Bernie Sanders singing This Land Is Your Land?
No, I didn't. Did he try to do that?
Yes.
You're giving Rod show prep for today.
Oh, I'll find it on here somewhere. You have to look up. Yeah, he did, like when he was much younger. I'll find it. I should play it for you.
I just like the fact, though, that spirituality is still a piece of the political puzzle. I think everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, they, I think one of the reasons why it's not like Christianity is back in vogue, but the anti-Christian sentiment has definitely died down of late, simply because of Muslim activity against Christians. And that's really an interesting twist. Because before, we've even seen anti-Christianism sort of die on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Which has really been anti-Christian over the past 20 years, but it's died down on the left too, because now it's like, well, geez, I mean, you're talking about poor Muslim, innocent Muslim women and children being slaughtered. Well, what about the same thing happening to Christian women and children and the Coptic Christians? And I think the left is finally understanding that in that particular case they cannot be two-faced, because they're getting caught time and time again. And I think they're finally realizing that people are people to a certain degree.
Exactly.
They're not moving as fast as we'd like, but they're starting to view it that way. Mm-hmm. But they still have their leftist views on everything else.
Well, obviously the Constitution, if obviously we had our problems when the Constitution was written. We didn't really treat everybody equal.
Mm-hmm.
But the words of the Constitution say it, and we are supposed to be treating each other equal, regardless of the race or the religion or any of that stuff. And slowly but surely, we're starting to do that. We in America, not the
yes.
whole world, but we in America are figuring it out. So,
yeah, we've come a long way in race relations. I mean, how do you, 150 years or so to go from slaves and Jim Crow laws to having, somebody who doesn't look like everybody else to be president?
Yeah, yeah. It is weird, though, to hear Obama say, "I am a Jew." Did you hear that yesterday?
Yes.
At the Holocaust thing, it's like when Clinton said he was black, or when Kennedy said, "I'm a Berliner." Was that,
right.
No, you're not.
I love that.
Rod Eccles, always good to chat with you. Thank you for being on the air with us. Have fun at the event on February 4th. Stay safe and don't get into any arguments.
All right, thank you.
And I'll send you some jokes. You won't use them, but I'll send them. All right, this is WOCA Ocala. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. GOP candidates in their final face-off before Iowa caucuses. Last night, taking on issues such as terrorism and immigration, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz clashing on the Google Fox News debate.
The lie that Ted's campaign is built on, and Rand touched upon it, that he's the most conservative guy in every